5 years ago, I worked at a signage company doing very boring design work that could have been done by anyone who could use a computer, where I had an argument with a senior designer. I had pitched spending one day to develop global templates. This would save hours every day, multiplied across X5 designers on the team, saving the company thousands of pounds in wages with zero costs. Of course, it didn't happen. Her. I've been doing it this way since you were 10 years old. Me. Well, that's even worse. You've been using the wrong tool for the job for 20 years, and any 10-year-old could tell you that. Needless to say, I wasn't there for long. It was more comfortable to stick with what she knew, even if it was costing time and money. You'll still see this resistance a lot, particularly in corporate structures. Many would rather be comfortable than profitable, which is why many never reach their full potential. It's much easier to take the obvious route and do what everyone else does. People don't like doing things differently, and they don't like change. You're just being anal. That's overboard. It only takes 5 minutes. Why are you always trying to fix it when it isn't broken? There's no point in being a perfectionist. This is what we've always done. These are just a few phrases that drive me nuts. I will never understand why anyone would favour a familiar bad system when a new system would get it done faster or better. I used to think it was me that was weird. I've always liked to optimise things. The flaws are always obvious to me, and the improvements to make clear and necessary. My brain always tries to connect dots, it's just the way my head works. Now I realise it's my superpower, and it lets me operate the way I do. And now I have the freedom to implement and improve within my own business as I see fit. This hands-on impact is one reason why having a lifestyle business is so attractive to me. In my own business, I continuously improve my processes, systems and strategies. And I encourage my team at Design Hero to point out the flaws in my own systems and thinking. If you have to work longer hours to grow your business, then you will always be working longer hours. You need to systemize your business to multiply your outputs without putting in more time. You see, if you do things the same way as everyone else, if you stick to what you know instead of what helps you grow, then the only way to get ahead is to do more and work harder. This is what most people do. More leads, more ads, more engagement, more AI, more shiny objects. But you won't change your life by doing more of what you're doing now. In fact, if you want more free time, you need to start doing less. You need to start over and get the foundations right first. Sometimes the foundations can be boring. Sometimes it's tempting just to quickly do that thing that takes 5 minutes, or to explore a fancy new tool. But setting up foundational systems will allow you to run your business to maximize profit freedom and stability without just working harder. So today I'm going to show you my system for building systems. We're going to work out your process for each part of your business and optimize your whole business to free you up to work more on the business instead of in the business. Maybe system sounds boring, but it gets more exciting when you realize systems are how you scale a six-figure solo business without burnout and turn a one-person business into an asset that generates profit and freedom consistently. Systems multiply your output. The most common mistake freelancers make, they try to scale up before they have the foundations optimized. Good systems are multipliers, so scaling the wrong things will only multiply your bad results. If you have to work longer hours to grow your business now, then you will always be working longer hours later. Remember, we want to build a lifestyle business without burnout. So how do we get more output without just working harder? You need to multiply your time. You need to achieve the same result with less. You need leverage to achieve the same results without working more. Systems also keep you consistent. The gurus like to say just show up every day, but trying to show up every day is exhausting. Things come up. You're not going to be able to commit to every single day, but that doesn't mean you can't show up every single day. Most tasks can be batched into a process. Most processes can be systemized, most systems can be automated, and most automations can be scheduled. So this is my system for building systems. You write down your processes, then you improve them, then you automate, delegate, or eliminate everything you can so you have more mental space and more free time. Sounds simple, but simple doesn't mean easy. So today I'm going to walk you through you how to systemize and optimize a freelance business in baby steps, plus how to organize your systems in one place so you can manage multiple projects without burnout, and scale your business by delegating or outsourcing the monotonous parts of those projects. My process for building systems for a solo business, 1. Document 2. Systemize 3. Eliminate 4. Optimize 5. Template 6. Automate 7. Delegate. Document. It starts with write down your process. These are often known as SOPs or standard operating procedures. Call them whatever you want, it's how you do things in your business. You'll have to figure this out before you can optimize the way you do things. This is not just for projects, this applies to every part of your business. You can't optimize your process if you don't know what the process is. So write it down. Start writing your overall process as bullet points. Break down your process into phases that you will follow for each project. Create checklists under phase to break it down even further. Now you can visualize what's working and what's not. Systemize. Now you have a rough step-by-step process. SOPs teach people how to do it. Systems are the actual doing. Setting up a system means combining the SOPs, templates, automations, delegation, etc. into a repeatable process which can run on autopilot or with minimal human input at critical points. Later, as you scale, your business will grow in complexity. You'll want to take this simple document and replicate it in some kind of software like ClickUp. This will become your project management software, second brain and knowledge hub. Eliminate. The prevention is always better than the cure. Sometimes I try to solve problems, only to realize I should be seeking to prevent that problem occurring. The 80-20 rule and Parkinson's law means a lot of what you're doing is not really necessary. Do I really need to do this? Does it improve the end result? If you can achieve the same result without doing it, remove it. If you can skip this step and achieve the same result, remove it. If you can ignore this step and nothing bad happens, remove it. Optimize. Just because everyone's doing it one way doesn't mean you have to. What can I do differently? What apps or systems can I use to streamline that process or make it quicker? How can I get to the same end result in a more direct way? Nothing is sacred. Maybe you don't need to do sales calls. Maybe you don't need to do one-to-ones. Keep an open mind here. Template. If you're going to do something more than once, don't start from scratch. Create a checkpoint you can use to skip the repeated parts. If you repeat the same thing more than once for every project, create a template to shortcut the same parts every time, rather than starting from scratch. Wireframes, website pre-installs, email replies, invoices, almost every area of your business can benefit from templates. Automate. Does this step require human intuition or fuzzy logic, or does it run on a set of logical if-then rules? If so, can I replace this manual action with automation? Where can I connect apps to remove a few clicks? What actions or emails can I trigger using automations? Most repetitive tasks can be automated in some way. There are many tools and apps out now which integrate beautifully to remove manual actions needed between steps. When you have a system running by itself without your input, you will feel like a superhuman. Delegate, my last resort. If you've done all the above and the system still needs human input and intuition, then it's time to delegate to someone who can do it just as well as you so that you can spend your more valuable time somewhere more critical on a task that requires your specific knowledge. Is this a valuable use of my time and skills? Your time is your most valuable resource and your skills are a measure of your leverage. The math is simple. If your hourly rate is £100 and creating social posts takes you an hour, spend that hour to make £100 and pay someone £25 per hour to create your social posts. What can I outsource or hand to a VA or train someone to do? If it's a permanent part of my business, is it time to hire? You say, review and repeat. No system is permanent. As you grow, your systems will break. Review and reassess regularly. Update your SOPs to reflect any changes, even if you work by yourself. Systems equal scale. Burnout. Eventually, your systems will be your most valuable asset that will help you multiply your outputs and build a business with leverage and freedom. Your systems are a record of your unique way of thinking that you can repackage and sell, which you can repurpose again and again for growth and for peace of mind. With SOPs and systems in place, what used to take you 2 days will take you 2 hours. Without my SOPs, I would be an employee in my own business, trapped under the weight of labor, buried by an avalanche of admin, suffering from undue stress instead of doing high-value work using my unique talents. If you want to scale, you need 2 things. 1, you need to produce more output without more input. 2, You need to be consistent in your methods and processes to free up brain power. SOPs are the first step in systems that helps you do both and build a systemized business without burnout. Key insights for solopreneurs. If you have to work longer hours to grow your business, then you will always be working longer hours. You need to systemize your business to multiply your outputs without putting in more time. SOPs are the first step to be able to systemize business without burnout. Daily reminder for solopreneurs. Your solo business will only scale to the level of your systems. How to take action in the next 5 minutes. Pick one process in your business. Write down bullet points for each key step. Break those bullet points down into checklists. Set aside time to optimize your process.